Hello, 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 and welcome. It is officially 7 o'clock. I'm so excited. This is my first live call for 2011. Okay, so you know who I am, LaShonda Henry, creator of SissaSense.com, the blog in which I help you make sense of making money online. And, of course, I'm also the founder of Black Business Women Online, the social network for women entrepreneurs of color. So I usually do my Q&A at the end, and, of course, I'm going to do that. But to give a couple of my late birds a couple of seconds or minutes more to come on, I thought I would just unmute everybody. And if you want to just say hey and you're happy to be here, and I just kind of want to hear your voice. And then we'll jump into the call today, Clocks, Clicks, and Cash, How to Make the Most of Your Time Online. So, all right, I'm going to unmute you guys. Don't be shy.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Bea from Atlanta.
Hello, how are you?
This is Latarsha from Pittsburgh.
All right.
Oh. Who's from Pittsburgh? Hey, I'm sorry.
This is Latarsha Blakely from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
All right, right. Latarsha, yes, yes. Who else is here?
Lola Ball.
Hi, this is Cheryl from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, wow. And I heard Lola. Lola, you're on the call as well?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, from Knightdale, North Carolina. I'm on the call, LaShonda.
Awesome. It's really great to have you guys here. And I know you're kind of overlapping because I said, okay, will anybody jump in? But I'm going to get started. And then in the ending, if you have questions about anything that I've said or aha moments, I love those when the light bulb kind of goes off and you say, I finally get it. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to chime in at the ending. Okay. So it's official. Okay, it's officially 7:02. Hopefully the late birds, they'll come in. But I just kind of wanted to hear your voice and find out where you're coming from. I'm in North Carolina right now. And today we are talking about clocks, clicks, and cash, how to make the most of your time online. So I kind of wanted to start by talking about our day-to-day routines. You know, back in the day, you wake up in the morning, you'd have your coffee, you go to work, you run your errands, and our day is pretty much filled with all these different things. But now, whether it be in the morning, in the noon, or at night, our day is filled with online stuff. We're online watching videos, we're going on Facebook, status updates. You know, our day has now become inundated with the internet. So it's no surprise that people are spending a significantly, they're spending a significant amount of their day-to-day lives on the internet. When I was coming back from Florida, and, you know, for those of you who read my blog, SissaSense.com, you know, I spent a month and a half in December on to part in January in Florida. And when I was in the airport coming back home, reading an article in the Newsday, it said that for the holiday season, ebook sales hit a market high. Basically, on Christmas Day, a bunch of people opened their gifts to find iPads and Kindles. So everybody and their mama basically was online buying ebooks. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting because as somebody who sells ebooks, I remember a time when folks didn't even know what an ebook was. So the fact that it reached a market high, to me is a personal high because it means that the new media economy is changing and so many people are trying to dive into what they can either sell or get on the internet. And, you know, of course, Facebook, billions and millions of views every day, and God knows how many billions Facebook is worth. That is forever growing. And, you know, I recently looked online and I saw an article that talked about Netflix. Talking from a very personal perspective, I remember when I was a kid and we just got cable, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I have cable. And, I mean, honestly, my son doesn't watch cable because we spend most of our time watching Hulu and Netflix. And if you are one of my Facebook friends, you know I'm like, all right, guys, I'm about to turn off and then go watch Netflix with my hubby and my son. That's what we do. So, you know, I actually read an article that talked about how Netflix has surpassed everyone's expectations. January 2011, they have over 20 million subscribers and second to the big giant Comcast. And if you know media and cable and video streaming, Comcast is big. So to go from Netflix, a budding startup company nobody knew, to everybody is watching and taking part in the social media, online media phenomenon, to me that's huge. So essentially when I thought about this call and I thought about the different things that I wanted to talk about, I looked at the internet and said, well, you know, if a lot of people are spending their time there, that means people are consuming content on the internet. And when we think about the word consuming, consumers, what do? They buy, they spend money. So on the flip side of that, if you've got a ton of consumers, you also have producers. Producers make the content and they make the money. So as entrepreneurs, essentially, when you're online, you want to be in production mode. You want to be a producer. You want to be making money. But you know, when I realized, when I looked at a lot of my clients and other entrepreneurs online who come to me and they say, you know, I'm struggling, it's because they're lost. They're lost in this highly consumption environment, this high consuming environment, which is the internet. They're lost in watching videos and Facebook and Twitter and not understanding how exactly do you take this fun consumption entertaining space and generate an income from that. So I want you to answer two questions. If you can answer it now, that's wonderful. But if you cannot do it now, absolutely positively have an answer for these questions at the end of the call. How are you spending your time online? That's number one. And number two, are you making money from that stuff? Okay, so what exactly are you doing on the internet and are you making money? I don't want to waste time. So I'm going to jump into that thing that everybody wants to know. It's the money, okay? Everybody wants to know what the money should look like as far as working online and making money. Now, even though people want to know this, I have to be honest with you. This is not the topic that most people talk about. Most people, they want to give you this spiel about, oh, you're going to be a millionaire, and it's so, and internet is the next big thing, and your dreams are going to come true. They talk about the dream of the money. I'm a mama. I don't have time for dreams. I have to make sure that I can pay my bills, I can work at home, I can sustain my family. So it's not about the dreams. It's about the reality of making money. So in order to think about that, one, put the dreams aside. Two, I don't focus on, okay, well, it's about finding your passion. Wonderful if you have a passion. I have a passion. I love working with you. That's my passion. I love working with women entrepreneurs. But if your passion isn't profitable, you have to check it off the list and move on to the next thing. So the first thing that I want to focus on in our conversation, I'm going to take about 5-10 minutes to talk about this. And if you heard me talk about this before, then think of it as a refresher. If it's new to you, then let this be your aha moment. The first thing, it's about the money. And you may not be thinking about the money because probably you're thinking about the product or your website isn't right or you're not getting enough traffic. But today, tonight, I want you right now to think about the money. In the real world, when we look at businesses and we say, okay, I want that job, you know, first and foremost, you're not going to take that $5 an hour job unless you're a teenager and, you know, you just want a quick buck. You're not going to take that $5 an hour job because it's no real money. It's not going to sustain you. But then if you look and you see, okay, well, this job is $50 an hour and that's probably about $100,000 a year. Maybe that one might perk your interest because ideally we all want to make over $100,000 a year. We all want to be, quote unquote, six-figure sisters, right? But then you know that in the real world. You know when you're looking for a job and you're trying to do something better for yourself, the first thing you're thinking about is what is that salary? What is that hourly wage? In the internet world, people don't think like that. It's almost this ambiguous, I want to make money. But when I talk to clients and I say to them, well, have you made any sales online? They come to me, they're struggling, I don't know what to do. Okay, well, have you made any sales? Yeah, I made a couple, I made one or two. Well, then you made money and you don't need me because you made money. And they go, well, no, that's not really it. Because the problem isn't making money. I'm sure that most of you on this call have at one point or another, or even at a consistent stream for a period of time, made some money. That's not the problem. The problem is turning making one sale and making two sales into making a business, to making revenue that will sustain you, not for a week, that's wonderful, I made that day, but something that's going to sustain you and your family over the course of the year. And that is what you need to focus on. Now, the process of focusing on making sustainable income, again, is starting with that salary. So I'm going to give you a very personal example. When I said to myself, okay, I'm going to do this full-time, I'm going to work at home, my first objective was to make more than I was making in my full-time job, okay? So I had a number in my head. And I said to myself, okay, I want to make at least $3,000 a month. When I broke that down, not in a five-day week, but a seven-day, every single day of the week, how would that look? I said, okay, well, if I made $100 a day, that would equate to my goal of $3,000 a month. So the objective was to make that sale, figure out how I was going to make that $100 a day. So you say to yourself, well, going back to that ideal, that six-figure ideal, about $100,000 a year, that's $50 an hour. Are you doing $50 an hour work? Are you selling $50 an hour products? If you want to be a six-figure sister, the first thing you have to do is figure out what are you selling and are you currently doing those things that will generate you $50 an hour. So, okay, I let people know I've already set my hourly rate. I'm a web designer, okay? I'm a graphics designer. So if a client comes back to me and says, I love that website, redesign a few little things for me, I said, okay, it'll take me an hour, $30. Somebody wants a banner, I say, oh, okay, take me an hour, $30. I know how much I'm charging for my web services an hour. I know how much I put my value at for an hour. Then, you know, I talked about when I was starting out and my ideal goal was $100 a day, I had a daily goal. Do you have a sense of what you would value yourself at as for an hour worth of work on the internet? Do you know how much ideally every single day you want to make once you're marketing and you're promoting yourself on the internet? Now, if you're selling a service, that may be one thing, but if you're selling a product, how many products do you have to sell today to reach that goal? And these are all things I say when I talk about my money markers. Those money markers are numbers that I set for myself so that every day, every month, every year, I'm working on these goals. If you don't have these numbers in your head, the first place you need to start is right there. Because you're wasting time online trying to make money. You probably can make a sale. You can make one or two sales. But your objective, again, is not simply to make money, but to make consistent stream of income for yourself. So the first thing you want is to figure out how much income is consistently enough going to make you happy. What does that mean for you? Again, I talked about my initial goal of $3,000 a month. That made me happy when I reached that goal. And then I talked about my hourly rate. That makes me happy. I can feel like I can work for $30 an hour and I'm good. I'm good, pays my bills, does what I need to do. Do you have those numbers in your head? I want you to think about that. Now, this is something that every entrepreneur has to do. You kind of have to train yourself to think like this, because when you're in a 9-to-5 job, you know the salary coming in, and you know you're getting it, whether it be once a week or once every 2 weeks, so that's taken off the table. You don't have to think about the salary anymore, right? You just need to do your job. But when you're an entrepreneur, that's the first thing. Don't skip that step and just go into work mode. You have to know what the salary is going to be, okay? So that's number one. Number two, when I talked about, you know, I'm doing this particular call and I want to talk about how to make the most of your time online, I mentioned wanting to talk about three different types of products that I feel sell and sell really well. There's actually one other one that I want to talk about with you, and if I have time, I will. If not, I'm just going to skip over it because I really want to make sure that we can do a Q&A at the end of this. Now, I've divided it into three different categories of different types of products that I sell. In-demand products, okay, that's one. Products that are in demand, passion products, basically that, you know, your passion, those things that you really love to do. And three, keep it steady products, products that not necessarily are your own, but they help to subsidize your income, okay? Now, I'm going to explain this to you from a personal perspective, and I want you to answer this question. Do you have one of, all of, or any of these particular products in your inventory, because what you need are products that sell, okay? Now, in demand, from a personal perspective, I mentioned to you before, I am a web designer. The internet world, the nature of the beast, kind of like when you're outside, everybody needs a home. When you're online, everybody needs a website. That is a highly in-demand business. So I always have web design clients, always have clients that want graphic design from me. While it's something that I'm really good at and I love my clients, I don't necessarily love sitting and doing other people's stuff. I really love my passion product, my passion push. I really love working with other women entrepreneurs. Now that I'm a full-time work-at-home mom, I just love that. I love being able to show other people how to do that. I love writing ebooks because I'm a writer. I've always been, even when I was small, that's my passion, that's my push. But my demand product, the thing that is consistently always on demand, is a little bit different from my passion. My passion product, I have to push and promote consistently using social media, using video, using my blog. I don't necessarily have to do that for my in-demand product. If you go on my main website, which is sistersense.com, you probably won't even know I'm a web designer or how to contact me for that, because it's in such demand and people who know I do it, either people come to me and say, well, do you do websites? Can you do mine? Or they say, okay, well, I know you did such and such a site. Can you do mine? So you want something that's in demand. So if you come out of a business industry that you've been doing for 20 years and you know that there's something in that market that you can sell, you got to push that, okay, whether you love it or not. The passion, of course, is something that is important, because at the end of the day, what makes it almost easy for me to attract clients as far as my coaching and selling my e-books is because I ultimately love working with women entrepreneurs and I know my stuff. So when you're passionate about something, that helps push the sales. If you're selling something you never tried, you never really wanted to buy, but you signed up for it and you said, okay, well, I'm going to try and sell this, you never really use the product, people can tell that. So passion products actually sell as well, but the key to selling a passion product is learning how to promote it. It's easier to promote stuff that people are looking for and is in high demand. It's a little trickier to sell a passion product, but you got to make sure there's a demand for that as well, okay? And number three is the keep it steady, okay? Now, what I like to tell my coaching clients and even people who just come to me and say, well, I want to make money online. If you do not have an in-demand product, if your passion product isn't quite at a space where you're getting consistent traffic, you should devote some time to keep it steady money. I'm not going to lie to you. When I decided, and for those of you who don't know, I was side hustling for a couple of years. I was full-time working 9-to-5, and, you know, I would do the web gig on the side, but I had a 9-to-5 job. When I decided back in 06 to become a full-time work-at-home mom, that was scary, okay? So I was doing websites for people, and I was like, well, you know, sometimes this isn't as up as I would like it to be. And then I started selling ebooks to multiply my revenue streams, and I said, well, you know what? I'm going to tap into something else. And I started learning about AdSense last year. And I know this because it's tax time and I just got my 1099. I made over $16,000 from AdSense. And that's my keep it steady money, okay? That's in combination with affiliate marketing, which is also my keep it steady money. And I have a couple of products that I promote. And I can tell you off the bat exactly what they are. If you want to make the most of your time online, like I said, a big ding-ding aha for me is that people always need websites. People love entrepreneurship. They love to set up systems and websites for themselves. I sell hosting, and I get $65 per commission every time I promote HostMonster. That's a website that I use. Another product that I promote. There's a lot of go back to college products online, and I do have the Black Moms Club, and a couple of affiliates, they actually came to me and said, I want you to promote our online school. One in particular, I think it's e-learners. One in particular, e-learners, when people sign up, I get $45, and they don't have to buy anything. They just sign up to learn about going back to school. So for me, AdSense one, and also affiliate marketing another, and I'm talking about, you know, the overall, wow, I couldn't believe, you know, that I had made that much in AdSense, and just the overall, you know, relief when you get a commission check from an affiliate person giving you money just for promoting something. it's worth investing your time in. So when you say you want to make the most of your time online, when that passion product or that in-demand product isn't quite where you want it to be yet as far as your presentation and your marketing, I say invest in figuring out affiliate marketing. Take some of that time that you spend trying to tear your hair out on Facebook or on social forums and groups, all the stuff that we talk about. But if it's not working as much as it should be working for you, dive into affiliate marketing, dive into internet marketing, understand how that stuff works so that you can sell things that actually sell. So, for example, you know, I talk about my social network, Black Business Women Online. I do have an affiliate program. And when I look at the people who sell on the affiliate program, they don't just do what most people do. They go, oh, okay, affiliate marketing is easy. I sign up, I throw up some banners. You can't just do that. You can't just throw up some banners because, yeah, maybe one or two people might click. But remember when I talked about money and that being the value of not the value but the direction of understanding how much money you want to make? You just don't want to say to yourself you want to make money online. You want to create systems for yourself so that you consistently make money, okay? So as a web designer who is consistently getting people asking me questions about websites and hosting and whatever, when I have that conversation, I talk about HostMonster, okay? So that's how I link that. And it's not just, oh, I throw up a banner about, I actually don't even have, HostMonster banners even on my blog, but I make commission sales from that because I find other ways to market that affiliate product. Okay, so making the most of your time online is doing this back-end stuff, figuring out how this stuff works, what you're going to sell. And when I talk about here, the sellable products, the key is knowing that, one, you want to be clear on the different types of products that sell, and you want to clearly define the type of products that you sell. So do you have a passion product? Do you sell something that's in demand? Do you even know what affiliate marketing is and how it works? A lot of people say, okay, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to do it later because you're so passionate about your passion. But if it's not profitable for you right now, you've got to kind of focus, shift your focus to something else, okay? And my aha moment was working with websites and entrepreneurs and doing what people – focusing on those things that people really love online when they spend all their time online. That's something that I think is ideal. Now, there's actually one other type of product, and I think of it as the black hole product of all products, because you know a black hole, it kind of sucks you in, and it's just you go into this space of nothingness. This is how I perceive this product, only because the vast majority of people who get into it make absolutely no money. Now, I'm not going to give the product a name because they sell so many different products and they have so many different types of faces, but ultimately, you're buying into this product that really is ambiguous. You're just selling the dream, okay? Well, they're selling you a dream. They're telling you, oh, my God, this is the next big best thing to slice bread. Sell this product, you're going to make all this money. So they're showing you people who are making millions. They're showing you cars. They're showing you big houses. They're showing you how in 30 days you can go from zero money to a consistent $10,000 a month. They're not really telling you the foundation of what value this product is bringing, but they're selling you a dream of success. And you're sucked into this black hole consumption buying into this dream. And here's the thing about that black hole product. The only people who make money with this product are the ones who know how to sell this quote-unquote dream to other people. That's it. There are a few, very, very few of them who actually know whatever that product is, who are good at pushing the product itself. But the vast majority of the ones that are making money, and there are very few at that, they know how to sell the dream, okay? So unless you know how to sell the dream, you're not going to make money. If you're sucked in or you bought into what I like to call a black hole product and you think, okay, well, they told me it was going to be so easy and they told me I was guaranteed to make X amount of money, don't spend your time online trying to push this thing that is not working for you, okay? Because right now it's about time is money and you have no time to waste. So I would say shift your focus, again, to things that are in demand online, something that you're passionate about, but again, passion profits. one, and to me, you can't do one without the other. I don't just tell people to focus on a passion, because the flowers are passion, your passion, but you don't know how to promote that, because, okay, there's 1-800-Flowers. That's where people are buying this stuff from. Push on to something else that is a combination of a passion for you, but it's profitable, okay? And then, like I mentioned before, that keep it steady money. Get into what people do who actually make money online, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, figuring out what you can do to make that a part of your income, okay? I'm going to talk a little bit more about that stuff in a minute, but I want to move on so that we make the most of this call. It's important that you create a system for yourself about that to obtain that consistent money. And that process, it starts with the product, but then it also starts – well, I should say it doesn't also start. It continues when you create a sales system for yourself online. So, you know, when I talked about this particular session that I wanted to do on – making the most of your time online, I said, you know, I'm going to talk about blogging and Twitter and Facebook. And how I like to talk about these things is by giving you an example of a real-life scenario so you can go, oh, that's how it works. You know, folks say to me, you know, Shonda, I don't get Twitter. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing on this space. I don't know what's supposed to happen. So I said, okay, well, let me give you guys an example of how I simultaneously use Twitter, Facebook, and my blog to make sales, and then talk about how you apply that to your business, okay? So I don't know how long it was ago. Sometime last year in the fall, I created a video, how to increase your visibility in online sales on Ustream. I created this particular video. I wanted to do similar to this call. I wanted to kind of reconnect in a simulation of a one-on-one conversation. And so I decided to create this Ustream video. So then when I posted the video online, I put up a blog and I said, new video, how to increase your sales. And I posted the blog. And so when I blog on my WordPress blog, that post automatically goes to Twitter and it automatically goes to Facebook. This is not a secret. I'm not telling you if you buy now. I'm going to tell you this later. I use twitterfeed.com, okay? Twitterfeed.com. Twitter, F-E-E-D.com. I even have videos on YouTube, if you love my YouTube videos, on how to use Twitterfeed. I set it up so that as soon as I write a blog post, it automatically sends the topic and the link to Facebook, and it sends it to Twitter, okay? So I'm, again, making the most of my time online by not having to be on Facebook, Twitter, and my blog and at the same time. It's just ridiculous. I can't do it. I can't be in all places at once. But what I can do is just post one blog post and have it simultaneously go out to all these three spaces, okay? So people say, okay, I don't get Twitter. What's the deal? Well, when then I go to Twitter and I look at that post that was simultaneously just put up, I see a couple of people going, oh, LaShonda, this was a great video, RT. They retweeted it to other people. So one, that's traffic, okay? Twitter is giving me traffic. Two, people are going, oh, wow, I like this video. What's the next one you have? So they're asking me about other content that I have. So I'm getting attention, I'm getting traffic, I'm getting retweets. And this is essentially what entrepreneurs and marketers use Twitter for. You're using it to let people know what you're doing, and then you want them to tell other people about what you're doing. It's no more complicated or advanced than that. But, okay, I'm going to go a little deeper here. Once they come to the website, whether it be from an RT or the actually people in my circle who want to come to see the video, on that particular video at the very top, I say, do you want to talk to me? First conversation, they go to a website, or I should say a page on my blog that was for my first four-part teleseries, Sister Sense Circle, How to Increase Your Visibility and Sales Online. Same concept in a video, but now it's a course. So they watch the free video, but that video links to a four-part course that they can now buy, okay? It's digging deeper into that. So they go, oh, wow, okay, I want to buy this course. But let me talk about what's on that course page. Couple of things. One, there's an audio of me going, hey, you know, I really want to talk to you about a couple of things. Audios, videos, something that simulates a one-on-one conversation, like if they came to your store or if you met them at a event or conference. That's important. So my page has audio. It has credibility. If you look on the side, I have testimonies. I have, oh, I was featured in Essence. Oh, I was featured in Black Enterprise. I have, okay, here's a teaser. Here's an audio clip of the sessions that you would get in this particular series. I have, okay, well, at the very bottom, you can sign up now. Okay, if you can't sign up now and if you don't want to sign up now, also check out my Sisters Who Sell 7-Day Challenge. Why am I telling you all of this? Because people focus on their website and they focus on I got to get Twitter, I got to get blogging, but their back end absolutely positively sucks. The thing that you need to focus on is that page where people buy, okay? So on that page, I make sure that I have credibility, I have social proof, I have quotes from people who actually took the course. I can show people that I'm not just talking about stuff. I've been in these different magazines. I can actually give them the product from a teaser. If they can't buy at this particular price point, I'm giving them another product to buy at another price point. These are the things that entrepreneurs and big businesses do. Go to Amazon.com. They're going to do the same thing. When you go to if you think about it, when you go to eBay, for example, I just went on eBay. There was a big picture of an iPhone. You know, when you go to you look at a commercial and you see what commercial was I watching? Last night I was watching a State Farm commercial. It was LeBron James, and I don't know what kind of shuck and jive he was doing, but it worked for the commercial. You need to know all the different elements that you got to put in to your back end so that people go, oh, I actually might want to buy this. You know, if you're just putting up a buy now button, and you know I say that all the time, it's not going to work. So don't waste time trying to send people to a page that doesn't have all the stuff that's going to push them to buy, because guess what? A buy now button alone is not going to do it, okay? You got to know that you're hitting different price points. Again, you got to know that you are showing them that you're credible, that other people like what you have to offer. Some people, a friend of mine, and you might already know him, Lamar Tyler from Black and Married with Kids, he's killing it. He's got this amazing documentary series. He does documentaries. And on every single one of his pages, he's got his Facebook following, 70,000 people. That is not just there just to show it. That's there because people go, wow, 70,000 people. You know, that's proof. That legitimizes what he does. So if you're not putting the effort into putting all these different pieces of the puzzle into your back end, your front end will not work. So your marketing will not work. Your going online, putting up your links will not work. I have a lot of people, a lot of coaching clients who come to me and say, well, you know, I can get them to the site, but I can't get them to buy because you're not closing the deal first. The first thing you have to do is sit down and say, this is what my back end looks like. Would somebody realistically buy this product? If the answer is no, they're not going to buy. You're wasting your time online, okay? It's not about marketing first. Figure out your money, figure out your product, make sure your back end is right. That's how it works. So let me give you another example of that. Recently, I did an interview, and I was talking about social media, internet marketing, the different things that you can do. And if you go to SisterSense.com and under categories, you click interviews, you can listen to every single interview that I do. Now, one of the questions somebody said to me was, why 90? And I was like, what? 90? And they go, oh, you know, you did 90 videos on YouTube. Why 90? And I said, well, to be honest with you, my YouTube channel, it had crickets on it and spider webs because folks were going, hey, when are you going to do another video? And I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. There are so many millions of people who are using YouTube just like they're using Google to find information. I need to sit down. I sat down for a couple of days, I think about 2-3 days. I did 90 videos, okay? I do what I call bulk tasking. As a mom, as a busy person, if I say I'm going to commit to doing 30 things once a day, it's absolutely positively not going to happen. But if I sit down for 2-3 days straight, so if you can just say, okay, this weekend, I'm going to make sure I get 20 of these things done in this weekend, get it done, it lasts forever. Now, in this week alone, I've had a couple of emails from people. One person in particular said, you know what, I watched your video on how to sell ebooks, and I wanted to know if you had a particular e-course or something that I can follow because I'm trying to get my ebook off the ground. That's a customer. Another person said to me, you know, I really love your videos, and I love your story about how you started making money. And she says, you know, I see that you're a Gemini. I'm a Gemini too, because in my videos, I just talk about who I am and what I do. She's like, I'm a fellow Gemini. I'm not a corporate girl just like you are. I want to learn how to make money, and I have no problem paying for it. Do you have coaching? What do you have? That's another client. Another person comes to me, and this one, I was like, wow. They said to me, I want to create my own social network. I just gave this person $10,000 to create a social network for me, and then I watched your video of how you created a free social network on Ning, and I felt like an absolute idiot. Help me. You know, I shouldn't laugh because I told him, you know, when people are putting a certain amount of investment into a social network, that's because they want to build it from scratch, whereas Ning, we're all using the same platform, just kind of customizing it in our own unique ways. But point being, why 90? Because video marketing is a simulation, again, of a one-on-one conversation. When I did that interview and I talked to you about this same particular person who asked me why 90, he told me, he said, you know, I've been over 25 years, I've been selling offline. I know how to sell offline. I can't close the deal online. And so I was explaining to him that in these videos, in these audios, in these simulations, I'm creating conversations with people that get them comfortable with me. They go, yeah, I'm a Gemini too. Yeah, I want to work for myself too. Oh, wow, I like that, how you use that ebook, how you use that social network. And that's giving me customers. But guess what? Making the most of my time online, I did those videos, those 90 videos, in about 3 days, and they work for me forever. They're like my little employees, my, you know, my secretaries, whatever the case may be. It's like a digital staff. And so when I commit myself to bulk tasking, and I'm giving you some things that you can really use here, one, bulk tasking, you know, you may not be able to say, one sister said to me, girl, I started trying to do them videos, you know, one a day, and it just did not work. I can't do one a day. I wish I could. That's why I bulk task. That's why I try to hammer out as much content for a specific topic during one solid moment in time and then use that over a period so I know that I consistently have a system to get my sales. I consistently have a system to attracting. Now, you may go, okay, well, LaShonda, I don't sell services. I don't sell wealth design. This can't work for me. It can absolutely positively work for you. I'm going to give you an example. Very recently, I was on YouTube, and if you listen to me talk, while I have locks, for some reason, I just like to watch those YouTube videos where people are doing their hair. Mind you, I do this in my downtime, but I still love doing it, you know, natural hair, permed hair, wigs, weaves, you name it. I'm just watching it. So I'm watching this particular sister, and she's talking about how to finger comb out her natural hair. I'm like, looks interesting because she's got this long head of hair. It's beautiful. And so she's going through the process and she goes, by the way, this is my shea butter that I made myself, my shea combination, and I put this on my hair, and this is what I put on my tips, and this is the oil that I made for myself. And I'm going, well, damn, if she made that and her hair looks like that, well, I need to buy that. And that's video. So to the person out there who's selling a natural hair care product or a clothing line or something that is retail worth, it's not a service, it's not web design, look, I looked at this sister, I was impressed. Then I looked, what made me even more impressed, she had over 35,000 YouTube subscribers. Now, I don't know if you saw on my blog or when I tweet, I was like, yay, I have now over 1,000 subscribers. And I'm happy with that because, you know what, I'm still making money in my circle. Whether your circle is big or small, you can still make money. But this sister has 35,000 subscribers, okay? So, one, she's using this social space to talk about things that people want to hear about. You know, it's not boring, ding, ding, ding. So if you're going, oh, what am I going to talk about? Talk about the interesting things, the things that people want to know about. And she's using that as a marketing opportunity to promote her natural hair care products. So in addition to getting direct sales from her videos, she's also in a space to get ad sales. I'm sure she's making YouTube money because when you see those ads, when you hit a certain amount of subscribers, following, YouTube starts to integrate ads into your page, and they'll say, well, do you have AdSense? Do you want to start working with me? Somebody tells you I broke $16,000. It's not a game. You know, if you get serious about making this money, you can make it happen. So she's making herself viable to advertisers, people who want to be in the presence of her followers, okay? Advertisers come to me all the time. I actually, right now, because I'm working on my advertising for my websites, how I set it up, I've had to turn down quite a few people in the beginning of this year, pretty much every week, because I'm like, look, I'm working on my ad setup. So if you're already in the ads, that's great. But until the spring, when I revamp everything, I'm not taking any more. People want ad space, okay? Some people use social media to learn how to build a following, which is something that I've done, something that I encourage you to do, whether it be a blog talk radio or a YouTube channel or a blog, whatever you think you can do. Other people buy visibility, okay? So when you have the money, they go to people like me or, you know, anybody with a big list and a following and say, hey, can I buy ad space? That's something you can do when you figure out how to build a system for yourself online, okay? So I talked about, you know, just doing a video that related to my product and then how I simultaneously used Twitter and Facebook in a couple of seconds and got it tweeted out, and people are retweeting on Facebook. People are going, oh, wow, I love the video. And when people, by the way, comment on the content you have on Facebook, other people see that, and that's what viral media and social media is essentially all about. When you're doing that consistently, people come to you when you make sales, okay? So I like to talk about social media money. That's something that happens when you create those systems for yourselves. Now, you essentially have to sit down before you get online, right, and think about, one, just to quickly recap because I want to get to Q&A, I want to give you enough time to ask questions. You have to think about what you're worth, what you think your hourly salary should be. And so if you say, okay, well, LaShonda, I'm really pushing for that $50 an hour, think about the last 5 hours that you spent online for today. Did you do $50 an hour work? You know, did you do something that generated that money for you? In all seriousness, if you're not doing that stuff, you got to say to yourself, something got to change. You know, I really need to switch it up, which then kind of bleeds into that conversation of, well, what am I selling? And then that goes into how am I selling? Because when I talked about, you know, my first initial goal of $3,000 a month and making $100 a day, then you're not going, well, damn, what do I do on Twitter? You're going, no, I need to promote this particular product. I'm pushing right now a free report because, and I'm giving you an example. You say, okay, well, I am selling a particular product. I want to push this free report. So I'm doing all of these things to make sure people see the report on Twitter and they see it on Facebook because you want to get the report and sign up to your list. You have an objective here, okay? And basically that free report, you're trying to give them what I like to call teaser information so that they see that you have something valuable and then they want to buy. Okay? Or you say, okay, well, look, I am selling a hair care product. And I do this example all the time because this is essentially what marketers do. You say, okay, well, I'm selling this hair care product. I don't have time to just kind of wander on forums and then randomly post. I want to sell my hair care product. So I'm going to go to Afrobella.com. I'm going to go to Clutch Magazine. I'm going to go to Long Hair Forum. I'm going to advertise, and I'm going to strategically get people to notice my product. Do you know what big companies do when they want their product to be noticed by my audience? They send me a press release. They say they want to do a giveaway. They say they have content and material they want me to blog about. And this is what big companies are doing, okay? You have to essentially become your own PR agent. Are you plugging yourself or you're getting yourself promoted on other people's sites? You're making the most of your time online when you strategically say, this is how much I want to make, this is what I'm going to do to make that money. And I'm hoping that in this call I'm giving you some examples of things that people do to strategically make money online, because essentially this is how it all works. So once you know how much you want to make, once you know how much, or I should say what you want to sell, then you put systems in place so you're online with a purpose. You're not walking blind, because that's what essentially a lot of brokepreneurs are doing. They're walking blind. You know, funny enough, someone said to me, LaShonda, I see a lot of my sisters, myself included, we're on Facebook all day, every day. We're trying to sell, we're trying to sell, we're trying to sell. She's like, I don't see you doing that. And I said, well, you know, truth be told, I did pound the digital pavement for a while, a long time. I was just Facebooking and well, before Facebook, I have to say I was forumming, doing a lot of forums, doing a lot of MySpace. I'm talking about pre-Twitter and Facebook when I was pushing into internet marketing in the very beginning of me working at home. But then I realized that the key to consistent sales is setting up a system for myself. So I talked about my video. That's one important system for myself and how video marketing is important. But there are others as well. So I'm going to give you an opportunity now to kind of tell me, hopefully you've gotten some aha moments. And guess what? The key here was to tell you if you want to make the most of your time online, get offline and figure this stuff out first. Because if you get that, then you can go online with a purpose. I definitely want to know if you have specific things about Twitter or Facebook or just marketing in general, definitely let me know. I'm going to open up the call in a couple of minutes to do that. Another thing that I talked about when I said I'm going to do this particular live session with you all, I wanted to reconnect. This is actually a preview to a new e-course that I'm doing, and it's entitled Clicks to Cash, again, How to Make the Most of Your Time Online. And starting February 22nd, I'm doing my second telecourse series, but I'm trying to switch it up, do things a little bit differently in this particular series. For those of you who've been following me, you know the first thing I did was Sister Sense Circle, How to Increase Your Visibility in Sales Online. I talked about the true objective in that course, which is when you're online, you have to attract clients and you have to make your current clients happy. So I talked about, you know, how to build those relationships, how to increase your visibility, how to use your blog. I'm not a blogger, I'm an entrepreneur. I see SisterSense.com as a good for my business blog because it gets me PR, it gets me marketing opportunities, it gets me people asking me to do interviews, and then it gets me money. So I'm thinking when I talk to you as entrepreneurs, I'm talking to you about looking at your blog as a place to promote your business, giving people valuable content. So those are a couple of things I talked about in initial Sister Sense Circle. This one, Clicks to Cash, How to Make the Most of Your Time Online, is a combination of two live Q&A sessions that I do and video tutorials. I love doing video tutorials. I like being able to show you exactly how I do what I do on my computer so that you can do the same thing as well. So every week for 4 weeks, I send you a video tutorial. And in this first half of the four-week process, we do a Q&A so I can make sure that you're on point. And if you have questions and you want to kind of reconnect and you had aha moments, we do a live Q&A on week two, and then we do another Q&A in week four. So during the first week, I talk about the four things that absolutely changed my business and freed up my time so I had more time to spend with my son and my hubby, making the most of your time online. I talked about bulk tasking. That's actually one of the different ways that I figured out, wow, you know, when I can get this stuff done and put it out there, it works for me consistently. I want to show you different ways for you to strategically get yourself positioned online so you're not every single day spending hours trying to market, because that's not the way it works. Week two, 7 case studies of people in my circle, people who I know who are successfully making money online. I want to show you how they sell in-demand products as also passion products. You know, how do you get that stuff sold? It's really difficult if you don't know what to do, but I want to give you 7 examples of people who are doing it online. Week four, affiliate marketing, like I mentioned to you before. Most times people simply say, okay, affiliate marketing, I signed up, I threw up the banner. But there are 10 ways for you to promote affiliate products beyond putting up a banner. I talked about, as a coach, as someone who talks about web design, one thing I do is integrate affiliate products into my conversation with clients. So I say, by the way, if you don't have hosting, use HostMonster. I give them that affiliate information. They sign up, I make a commission. I talk about in this particular video 10 different things that you can creatively do to get affiliate products sold. So you're not just putting up thousands of banners on your blog and it just looks way too much and people are clicking none of them. You know, basically, how do you make money from affiliate marketing? And, of course, week four, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, those are the social media powerhouses. So I give you essentially my 20-minute marketing strategies, those things that I do in 20 minutes or less to make sure that I'm on these social spaces and using social media marketing to build my business and my brand online. So those are essentially the four videos and then the two live sessions. And if you want to sign up for that, you can go to sistasense.com/time, and that's sistasense.com/time. For a limit of time, the early birds who sign up can do so for $49, and then it is $97. So if you want to sign up, now's the time to do so. Whew, wonderful. Now I can unmute, and now I can unmute you guys. And, of course, if you had aha moments, let me know. But actually, I think you can star six yourself as well. Essentially, if you have specific questions that you want to ask me, now is the time to do so.
Hello, LaShonda?
Hi, hey. LaShonda.
Oh,
hi.
Okay, wait. Too many.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, one person chime in and say your name, and then I'll say okay.
Catherine.
Okay, Catherine, hey, question.
Hi. I was wondering, I was trying to get my business off the ground. I'm still kind of new at this, and I still haven't really just grasped the concept, you know, just, you know, get the aha moment of how to, you know, bring traffic or whatever to my website. I'm trying to get together like a online gift shop. You know, I sell all types of, you know, products and everything, and all of my products are new. And I was wondering, like, what in the world could I possibly, like, blog about, you know, when I'm selling, you know, these products? To be more specific, I sell all, you know, types of scented candles. I sell home decor, you know, like things to decorate your living room or bathroom with, even, you know, beautiful fountains. And just basically I have like over like 3,000 items that I sell. And I was just wondering, like, I mean, if you were, like, selling something like that, what could be some things that you could possibly blog about? And, you know, maybe, like, get people interested. Because I guess that's the hard time I'm having.
Okay. Thinking about what you sell, off the bat, I think to myself, home decor. And home decor magazines are very popular. If you, I don't know specifically what you sell or the ins and outs of your products, but I think about home decor on a budget. People love to have the house like Oprah or Beyonce, and how can I do that? I'm bringing in big names because in order to attract people's attention, you have to pull them in on their needs and wants, right? So One of the people that I love to follow, she's the budget fashionista. She shows people how to dress on a budget. And I'm just going to mute you all because I do hear some backbeat, and then I'm going to... Okay, so again, talking about that, you want to be attractive, and there are quite a few people who sell gifts online. They sell other type of trinkets and things of that nature online, but you have to stand out. So I would do some research on home decor, a niche market. When I look at my blog, making money online is a niche market. Making money for black women, black women entrepreneurs, that's a smaller niche market. You have to shrink your market down to something that people are searching for. Home decor on a budget, how to have homes like the stars. You know, think about how you can creatively talk about that. Now, I don't know if you watch or if you look at magazines when they say, okay, well, look at Beyonce. Look at the dress she had on the red carpet. Do you know you can get that dress for $20 and she spent $2,000 on it? You know, or something that looks like that for $200, for case may be. You can do things like that. You can look at different products that are lavish and really expensive and go, wow, you can have something comparable and get this product. By the way, this is a product that I sell. and here's a link to buy that product. Makes your blog interesting, gives you a topic, and it pulls you into keywords that people are searching for, because people aren't just going to go, you know, I want some candles, and they're going to find you. They're really not. It's a little bit harder that way. So what you have to do is come up with a particular niche market that you can cater to, and that makes it easier for people to find you. Then it gives you some interesting stuff to blog about, you know, oh my God, you know, look at that bag that Rihanna had, or, you know, they had when they do Cribs on MTV, did you see that shot? And you screenshot, you get a copy of that shot. You know, look what was in her living room. I have something absolutely amazing that you should put in your living room. I think things like that, again, finding a niche market, something specific that is trending that you can blog about, helps you to drive traffic. And the key being, you can do this with any product. You just have to be creative about it, and in doing so, show people that this is your niche and you're good at it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hello?
Hello?
LaShonda, this is what I get. This question has been driving me.
Okay.
I make handmade diaper cakes, you know, towel cakes for baby showers and bridal showers.
Mm-hmm.
My aha moment last year was I would always just post my products on my site, on Facebook, on Twitter, but I wasn't getting any response. So after I started blogging about, you know, certain types of how would you plan a baby shower, 10 tips and all that, I started getting response and I'm starting to get sales. But how do I, like, balance in between, like, interacting with my customers, giving them what they want? How often should I, like, post my products? Should I not post them, or should I just give them content? That's been my biggest struggle.
Okay. Okay, let me just mute for a second. Okay, so you're working and you're promoting yourself and you're putting yourself out there on blogs. How do you consistently work with your current clients as well as new customers? Remember I said to you that the aha moment of making the most of your time online, it's sitting down and doing the back end. So when I talk about this particular e-course, one of the things when I say, okay, the four things that changed my life, I figured out how to set up a system. When a new client comes in, I have a system for them. When an old client comes in, I say, okay, well, it's wonderful that you brought this product. What did you think? I want information. I want feedback from them. I take that feedback and I blog about it and say, oh, by the way, you know, talking about the last one I did, the Sister Sense Circle, someone said, this was the best $97 I ever spent. And I started blogging about that. That was proof to other people that the product was effective. Okay, so but it also gave me an opportunity to say to my existing customers, what did you think about the product? You want to get pictures, you want to get, you know, testimonials, you want to interact with them so they don't just buy from you and they forget you. You want them to consistently remember you. But then again, you need a system. You want to consistently be in around them. So if you have a new product, how often are you talking to them and telling them you have a new product? If you have a new person and they're asking questions, do you already know the questions that they're going to ask? Did you write that down? Like I talked about bulk tasking. Okay, you sit down and say, okay, well, these are some of the questions that people ask. Or based on the product that they bought, I can send them this and say, well, you know, if you know somebody who's selling, or actually I should say, if you know somebody who's going to have a baby shower coming up soon, or they just had a baby, definitely send them this link. And the next time that you have a promotion, I will give you $30 off. But you have to sit down and strategically create a system to know what to do when customers come to you or you want them to come back. And that has nothing to do with Twitter or Facebook or social media or blogging. Sitting down and saying, okay, well, what do I have to offer to my old customers? How often am I talking to them? Am I doing email? You know, talking about that question that's bothering you. A lot of times people say to me, okay, LaShonda, I'm going to do the newsletter later. I'm going to do the blog later. I'm going to do the videos later. But that's the stuff that needs to happen first, because when you wait 3 months to do a video, but you did the video, say, I do a video. So for 3 months, it's working for me. But when you wait 3 months, for 3 months, you had nothing working in the back end for you. So you have to clean up that back end first. So again, that to me would be sitting down and thinking about a system of what you want to sell to your clients, making sure if they bought something from you, then 2 weeks later you're sending them an email and saying, well, look, this is what else I have to offer for you. Do you do that? Do you even know who bought? These are the things that you have to think about as far as your old customers. And also talking about you in the particular market that you use, stepping outside of that and changing your world also is about how you market locally online. So if you are in Brooklyn and you're selling diaper cakes and somebody is, you know, looking for stuff that they can do for their sister because she's pregnant and she's in Brooklyn. If they type in Brooklyn, can they find you? Brooklyn, pregnancy, diaper cakes, da-da-da. You know, think about local marketing and what that means for your particular niche. Are you doing it? Because I think that's important as well.
Thanks, LaShonda.
You're welcome. Lola?
I was wondering, ask a question. When it comes to, you're talking about the system and the back end and how you really put things on that page, things catch your attention, things push up there. I'm not a real techie website savvy person, so if you're not, is it something that requires you to hire somebody to put together a page like that, you know, on your site or with your site to do, or is it something that I should be able to figure out on my own?
Okay, so if you're not a web savvy person, if there's anything that you can do, and hold on, I'm gonna. Okay, for non-web savvy people, two things I mention all the time. One, you know, when you're focusing on this stuff, it has nothing to do with technology. You just kind of have to write it out and work it out mentally speaking. Two, if you do not have enough money to get a web designer, invest in learning how to use WordPress. Okay, one of the things I do is, and I talk about blogging, and I have the Blogging for Beginners e-course, figure out how to use WordPress, because using WordPress, you can essentially set up a site for yourself and go in the back end and fill out your pages and do all that stuff for yourself. Granted, when you're a newbie, you're going to make the newbie mistakes. You might do something like put a lot of affiliate links on the side and it's overwhelming, or some things might not be placed the way they should. But essentially, you're trying to get your feet wet in the process to make sure that you are, as a newbie, you're not making too many marketing mistakes. My rule of thumb is to keep it simple. So, yes, you want to do a boutique. No, it does not have to look like a boutique. It does not have to have doors or graphics. Make it as professional as possible. Keep it simple. Keep it clean. One of my coaching clients, Rhonda Davis, she is the crochet queen. Her website is thisiscrochet.com. You can go and check it out. Rhonda does her website on WordPress. When we do coaching sessions, we talk about her system and how to set things up. But she did her website herself when she came home from going to school, and it's simple, it's clean, and the products sell. So it doesn't have to be overly confusing, but you have to take the time, if you're not web savvy, to do something, to learn how to do something. Rather than say, okay, I'm going to learn how to be a web designer, learn how to use WordPress.
Hi, LaShonda.
Hello. Oops, sorry. I have to get the hang of this muting thing.
Hi, okay, LaShonda.
Yes.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori. A lot of L's today. Like, great.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing so much information. I don't know where to start, but I just want to thank you. But one, I know you mentioned about, you know, putting together a strategic plan on how you're going to utilize social media and Twitter and the blogging and what have you. But, you know, I didn't want to throw names out there, but you use, for example, the Budgetnista. Now, when I go to her site, I don't really get a feel that she's really selling anything. So how do certain sites like Perez Hilton or, you know, the Budgetnista or any big names, how are they making money if, you know, if they're not really selling products?
Oh, perfect question. I can absolutely explain that to you. Okay, star. Okay, now that everybody's muted, I can absolutely positively explain that to you. Some people say to me, you know, they come to SisterSense.com and say, you're blogging, you're giving away all this information. How do you make money? When certain people start their businesses online, and the budget fashionista is one of them, they are bloggers. They're in the business of blogging, and they blog really well. They become an expert in that particular area. Remember I talked about this one person on YouTube with 35,000 followers. They get a lot of opportunities. One of them is advertisers. Advertisers come, and they want to spend money to be on their space. They get a lot of traffic. So when I say in my circle, and look, when I say to you, okay, I had 1,000 YouTube subscribers, and this person has 35,000. In my circle, I can break over 16,000 in AdSense. Think about what their circle is when they have these topics that, you know, the entertaining stuff, the gossip, the Concrete Loop, the Clutch Magazine. One, they have this high traffic ad revenue space. Two, they have big businesses coming to them. Three, they have all these different events. They're saying, okay, I want you to speak at this event, or I want you to come to this event, and I'm going to give you X amount of money for it. So they're in the business of blogging and getting their income source. That's ad revenue, advertising, and working with companies in that collaboration. For me, like I said, I'm not a blogger. I'm an entrepreneur. So my blog is a little different. While I do give out information and I do share what I know, it's always at the end of the day to sell a very specific product. I'm either, you know, talking about my web design or my graphics or my coaching or my ebooks, but I sell products and I promote my products in my blog, whereas their product is their blog, okay? So they're blogging about these different topics, and they have to do that very consistently, I might add. They're blogging hardcore a couple of times a day consistently. I can go 2-3 weeks and not blog because, again, that's not my income source. Hopefully that makes sense.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is, wow, it's 8:06, but I'll take one more question if anyone has it.
Hi, LaShawna. This is I'm Cheryl in Baltimore. Thank you for your presentation. I wanted to know what is the I do blog. I have my site on WordPress. I have everything connected to Twitter, and I have a Facebook fan page and so forth. So I'm trying to get more, you know, into the blogging and so forth. But I'm curious about Twitter, just exactly how it works. I've read so many articles about how important that is, just like Facebook. But I really don't understand how that works.
Okay, so when I talked about Twitter before I even get into it, specifically, what are you not missing as far as people tweeting?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What are you missing from that?
From Twitter, just how you use that, I guess, to expand your business and get yourself out there.
Okay, so I'm going to say one thing, and then I'm going to keep asking because I really want to hone in on that specific question. It's the one I get a lot.
Okay.
Basically, with Twitter, you know, you put in 140 characters and you put it out there, and then people go, oh, you did a tweet. So it's a pretty simple system to use, but what is it? I'm trying to figure out if there's a way you can elaborate a little bit more on what's confusing.
But I mean, how do
using.
I guess I use it to make myself know my business, you know, better known. Do I just constantly just share things that I'm doing with my blog or maybe places I'm going that have to do with the business and pictures and so forth? And
Okay. I get your question now. All right, I'm going to mute you. Okay, so Twitter and the social networks, and how exactly what do you say? You know, when I talk about doing this e-course and the 20-minute marketing strategies, starting this off, you have to have a strategy, right? I say that all the time because it's true. I had no idea what to do with Twitter, but I said, oh, God, I have to do this because everybody's talking about it. So I went on and I said, well, wow, Twitter is about making friends with these people, and they write things and you write things and they retweet and you retweet. Okay, so No one's following me. The first thing I had to do was strategically get people to follow me. I said, well, I work with a lot of women entrepreneurs. Or you say, okay, well, I do fashion, so you want to find a lot of people in your circle who are into fashion. Or you say, I'm a crafty sister, you want to start off. Essentially, you want to start off with the people who talk about exactly what you talk about. You have to strategically start to follow a lot of people in your circle. And then and some people say, okay, well, I come from home from work, and I talk about 20-minute marketing. 20 minutes a day, I just strategically start following people, and I start talking about the things that they're talking about. And this is not to do it every day. Everything that I talk about when I teach you how to kind of evolve in your systems, once you put these things in place, once you get it done and you do it the right way, you don't have to do it anymore. Right now, I think I have over 3,000 Twitter followers. I don't even really consistently check it. I just know I Twitter a lot, and I know that I send out information and I respond to people, but you have to get to a certain plateau first. So, one, you're strategically following people, okay? Two, when I talked about that particular blog post, my main objective was to get people to find out about my course, my how to increase your visibility in sales online, and to sign up. Okay, so I know that's the vision. I put it up on a blog post and I say, watch this video. The video is promoting the course. So I'm telling people, hey, I have this video. Watch this video. That is what I'm tweeting, okay? And people are going, oh, wow, I want to go watch this video. This looks interesting. And then other people are going, oh, this was a really great video. LaShonda shared some great information. And they're going to tweet it. So, again, when I mentioned before previously, sharing a topic about something specific you want to sell, that's one way to use Twitter. But you can't just go, hey, I've got this product. It's $5. Go and buy it. Because that's not how Twitter works. It works for, and I'm going to give you an example. Actually, when you sign up for the course, I have a video that I want you to watch. It's called Social Media Money. And in this video, one of the things I talk about is how you need to use Twitter versus how big businesses can use it. If you're Best Buy and if you're Nike, you can set up a Twitter account and all day, every day, just post promotions. And guess what? I am a Best Buy nut, so I'm going to follow that. And if you say that my favorite digital thing that used to be $50 is $20, I'm buying it. But Best Buy is an established brand, and they can just tweet out money and sales and things like that. You can't. You can't just tweet out that stuff. I had to buffer in between selling my products. I had to buffer that with a video that had great information that people wanted to watch. And then people said, oh, the video was really great, and they retweeted that. So when I talk about blogging, that's essentially what you're doing with your blog. You're talking about interesting things that people find of value. So going back to somebody else who said, I sell gifts, and I said to them, well, you know, create a home decor blog. You're going to start following people in that home decor sector, people who just love following up on that stuff. I have people who, they are on social networks that are just about different furniture. They just like the latest trends of furniture and what you can put in your house. You have to strategically find those people. Fill your circle with those people, because when you talk about that particular topic, if you're selling furniture or you're selling home goods, they're going to go, oh, wow, that is absolutely beautiful. Retweet. They're going to retweet it because they like that particular product. So the secret in the sauce here is that you start off by hunting. You start off by finding people who are interested in what you have to talk about. You know exactly those things that are going to trigger them from the, okay, well, this is interesting point of view. And then eventually, once you get to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, some cases just 500, just a couple hundred people talking about you, befriending you on Facebook, becoming a fan of your Facebook page, they start to do the viral marketing for you, because when you're posting information, they're sharing it with their family and friends. What do you talk about? You talk about that stuff that's relevant to your business, but it's interesting. You know, when people say they have a hard time doing this, my general rule of thumb, what are you talking about? So I said, in the case of home decor, I would go Google home decor blog. Look for bloggers. Look at what they're talking about. A part of this process in creating a system for yourself is you want to know what's interesting. If you don't know what's interesting in your own target market, then look at other bloggers in your circle who are very big and very interesting. And, okay, you go, oh, I should be talking about this. You know, okay, as a person who sells, you know your product, but you don't know how to sell it. So you got to look at what other people are doing, okay? If people are spending their time online for a particular product, you have to figure out what's interesting in that particular target market and that audience. Hopefully that is specific. I know I try not to be too specific because I want it, you know, I want anybody selling something to get a sense of what you would need to do if you were trying to promote on Twitter. But those are some couple of things that you can tweet about. Yes, you can tell people you're going to be at XY event. You can tell people about pretty much anything, but it has to be focused on a particular objective. So like I talked about before, I'm tweeting about this video because I want this video to promote my product. You may tweet about something happened recently in current events because you linked that particular interesting current event to something that you're selling in your back end. So it's a three-part process. You know, at the end of it is the product that you're trying to promote. In the middle is creating conversations that are interesting surrounding that product. And at the top of that is then tweeting out that subject or tweeting out that topic so that people go, oh, I want to check that out, okay? But they're not just checking it out to go read it. In there somewhere you're promoting a product. Okay. I really have to get the hang of this unmuting process. But it is 8:15, and I have to say that I'm really thankful that you all were able to connect with me on this call. If there are things that you go, I still quite don't get it yet, lhenry@sistersense.com, of course, is my email, so you can drop me an email. Definitely check out the e-course, Clicks and Cash, How to Make the Most of Your Money on Your Time Online, and that is at sistersense.com/time. And, of course, as soon as you sign up, the course starts February 22nd, 2010, but as soon as you sign up, the first thing I want you to watch is my video, Social Media Money, so I can talk a little bit more about Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and how big businesses use them versus how you need to use them, giving you, like I like to give examples of things that you can do to market yourself online. So, again, thank you for joining me on this call. Talk to you soon. Take care.